From Tidbits on January 19th, 2015, this is Smile Releases PDF Pen 7 and PDF Pen Pro 7, written by Michael E. Cohen. Two of the more highly regarded PDF editing apps for Mac have received a Yosemite facelift and acquired new features with Smile's release of PDF Pen 7 at $74.95 and its more advanced sibling, PDF Pen Pro 7, at $124.95. The release follows Smile's December 2014 upgrade to the iOS version of the PDF Pen app. Although the change lists for the new versions are relatively short, Smile seems to have done a lot of work on the app's internal architecture to integrate them into Apple's OS X 10.10 Yosemite and iCloud Drive. Both PDF Pen Mac apps now require Yosemite, and have had their interfaces revised to match Yosemite's visual style, most obviously by revamping toolbars and editing bars. As far as iCloud is concerned, while Apple still requires apps to be sold through the Mac App Store if they are to offer complete iCloud app access, the versions of PDF Pen Pro and PDF Pen that Smile sells through its own online store are nonetheless completely capable of accessing and saving documents in iCloud Drive. The only iCloud-related features missing in the Smile-vended versions are the lack of an iCloud item at the top of the favorite sidebar and the capability to share the PDF Pen library with the iOS PDF Pen app via iCloud. Versions of PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro with complete iCloud access have been submitted to the Mac App Store, but are not yet available. Possibly the standout feature in PDF Pen 7 and PDF Pen Pro 7 is the introduction of a new OCR layer view. In previous versions of PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro, you could perform OCR on scanned text documents and search the resulting OCR text, but you couldn't actually see it. Now you can, and with PDF Pen Pro 7, you can even edit the text in that layer to correct it. Interactive signature field support is another new PDF Pen feature. When a form document contains such a field, clicking it in PDF Pen brings up a dialog that enables you to sign the document using a trackpad or similar device. PDF Pen for iOS also supports interactive signature fields, so you can sign with a finger on your iPhone or iPad screen. With PDF Pen Pro 7's form creation capabilities, you can create forms that include interactive signature fields. Rounding out the new feature list are revamped object property tools that offer easy-to-use color fill, stroke, and opacity controls, drawing tools that each retain their color settings between use and in PDF Pen Pro 7, the capability to export PDFs to Excel, PowerPoint, and PDF Archive, or PDF/A, formats. Those who have previously purchased PDF Pen or PDF Pen Pro, whether directly from Smile or from the Mac App Store, we'll be glad to know that upgrade pricing is available from Smile. Upgrades from version 6 to 7 of either app are $30. And anyone who purchased PDF Pen 6 or PDF Pen Pro 6 after August 1, 2014 can upgrade for free. Cross-upgrades from PDF Pen to PDF Pen Pro cost $50. Unfortunately, these upgrade prices are available only through Smile. If you want to upgrade to a Mac App Store version of PDF Pen or PDF Pen Pro with full iCloud access, you have to pay the full list price. Because Apple does not support upgrade pricing in the Mac App Store, a long-standing sore point with many developers and customers. But if you simply need to sling files between your Mac and iOS devices via iCloud Drive and can live without a shared PDF Pen library, the new versions of PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro sold directly by Smile will fill the bill. And for those who may be wondering, the draft of my Take Control of PDF Pen 7 is nearly complete, and we hope to release it in late February 2015. In the meantime, Take Control of PDF Pen 6 remains available, and anyone who buys it now will get a free upgrade to the PDF Pen 7 version when it comes out. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for listening.